I think we started, what was it, like 98, 99? Probably 99, I think, was
around the time. Years.
Yeah. It's been a while.
I came up with a name. Back in my earlier days in other bands I was in, I'd always keep a notebook by the TV. Whenever I'd hear something interesting, I'd write it down for lyrics or whatever. And during one of the episodes of the X-Files, they had said Killswitch, and I always thought it was kind of neat. So it stuck in my mind as something I would use in the future and when the name for this band came up. I knew the word Killswitch wouldn't have stood on its own, so the engage part was just sort of like an action to make it just a bit more of a full type name. So that's how that came about.
Well, I guess what happened, we were actually playing, we were in London, supposed to have a show. It was like our fifth show of the tour over in Europe, and Adam's back had just gotten progressively worse and worse, and just he woke up in the morning, couldn't even walk. So he was actually supposed to fly home, and he wasn't even in good enough shape to fly. Like, you have to have surgery right now. So they had to operate on him. Everything went pretty well. But he was stuck in London for about a week in the hospital. His family came out to visit him and stuff. But he's home now. He's recovering. He's kind of home now. He's working in the studio again. But not quite well enough to do shows yet. Probably another month or two before he's back out with us. But he's doing well. It's hard to say because everybody listens to different styles of music. So it's kind of different all across the board, you know. I think me and Mike, if anybody, probably listen to the most metal, you know. Mike's more into some of the hardcore stuff. I like a lot of old thrash metal, Testament, Slayer. Things like that, you know.
Are you talking influences for this band? Right. I mean, the Swedish metal scene really had a lot to do with this band, for sure. In Flames, Soilwork, At the Gates, stuff like that. Entombed, all that stuff has done wonders for American metal, for sure. Brought it out of its deep, dark depression that it was in around 97, 98.
I don't really think that was a conscious decision. I kind of just think that's the way things happen.
It really stemmed from our old singer, Jesse, writing really poetic, great, positive lyrics. And no one was going to say, these are too nice, stop. So we just went with it, we just rolled with it. And then when we got Howard, when Jesse quit the band and we got Howard, we kind of wanted to continue in that fashion, although that wasn't specifically how Howard used to write. He sort of got into his own groove of positivity and writes his own way. WWE contacted us through Roadrunner and wanted us to produce, to co-write a song with the guy who writes all the WWE stuff. And I'm a huge fan, Howard is a huge fan. We kind of pushed the rest of the band to try it out, at least. So I'm not sure of his name, but the guy who writes all the music for them sent us a demo of three riffs in succession that he kind of wanted us to put our own spin on. So that was how that song came about. I think we took like an